I have a special guest for you today, Kendra Nielsen. And what I love about Kendra and her approach to working with clients is that she really understands the need to dive deep into your inner child and figuring out the root cause of why you're behaving in a certain way or why there is bad fruit in your life. And this aligns so well with what we do inside of Kingdom Fit Moms, because my goal is that you understand there is this undesirable thing in your life, this struggle with weight, and it's so much more than just focusing on calories in, calories out, or counting macros, or switching up your diet plan. There is a lot going on in your heart, in your mind, in your spirit, and today we're specifically talking on unmet needs as a child and trauma and just understanding woundings as your child self and how that could be affecting your weight journey. Kendra is a therapist and she runs her company, Fulfillment Therapy, and her focus is really on helping you to become your highest self and doing that through building strong families, improving your marriage, your parenting, helping you with personal growth. And again, being willing to go there and work on the hard parts of yourself that maybe they may need a little love and compassion. So I invite you to take a few minutes to really focus in on this conversation and ask yourself where there may be areas of your heart that need some healing. And I can't wait for you to meet Kendra. Hey, welcome to the Kingdom Fit Moms podcast, where we believe that you can go on a journey to lose weight for the last time. I know you've tried all the things and you may not believe me yet, but when you do weight loss the Kingdom Fit Moms way, everything changes. You're in the right place if weight is constantly on your mind, you're confused about food, you're missing out on memories, and maybe even putting your dreams off for another day because this weight struggle is no joke. We're a community and we're on a mission to invite God into this weight loss journey so you can shed the burden and shine your light. I want you to start living and believing in the version of yourself that heaven sees. Let's get started. Before we hop into today's interview, I just want to remind you that we are a little over a week away from starting the Comeback 3-Day Weight Loss Intensive. We start April 22nd, and it's going to be a lot of fun. This is not for the woman who is just half-heartedly jumping in to lose a few pounds. My goal is that you leave this 3-day intensive transformed with your mind renewed, understanding that being a fit mom and being healthy is just part of who you are created to be. And so we are setting you up for a comeback. Let's get you back to feeling amazing in your own skin again. And I will see you inside. Make sure you hop down to the show notes to register today. Hey, Kendra, welcome to the Kingdom Fit Moms podcast. It's such a joy to have you on today.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Yay. So tell us a little bit about you. Help our audience get to know what life is like in your corner of the world.
Yeah, of course. So I am I'm currently living in Idaho, Boise area. I have been married for almost 19 years. I am a therapist, a podcaster, a business owner, and founder of Fulfillment Therapy. And my husband is actually a therapist as well. We have 4+ kids. The plus is an exchange student that we just kind of rotate. And that's the little synopsis of me. I don't know if you have any other questions, but
okay. Where's your exchange student from?
Currently, our exchange student is from France. So okay. It's fun.
So you have students from all over the world?
Yeah, I really would like to have them from everywhere, but we've had Italy, we've had Germany, and we've tried to get several others, but we're going to take a break because next year my daughter's a senior and then we're going to get more. And I've even thought about having 2 at once, but my husband tries to like get me to relax a little bit because we do already have 4 kids.
Yeah. I love it. I love that you're diving in and letting people from all over the world be encouraged by your family. So cool.
Thank you. Yeah, we love it. It's fun.
Tell us I love to ask my audience or my interviewees this question. Tell us three things that you are loving right now, just so we can get to know you a little bit more.
Of course. I don't know if this is what you're looking for, but I'll just give it. The first thing that I thought of was because of April Fools. I love pranks, and my family and I were all very mischievous. So that's one thing that I love. I love unique food and fun new places. I just love anything new that I can try and experience. I obviously, actually, I didn't even mention this. My podcast is Fulfillment Therapy, and I love all things fulfillment, like helping people become their best selves. And that's even my kids. Like, I love helping them develop their talents. Like, my daughter, I'm helping her learn the ukulele right now. And she's starting her own little bake sale business. So, that kind of stuff is so fun. Or, my other daughter is really into ballroom. So, supporting her. My son's in tennis, all the things. Like, I think that's so fun. I think I gave you more than three, but that's
Hey, I
okay.
love it. I think we're like kindred spirits here with the pranks, because I don't know if I've even talked about this in my podcast, but I love pranks. So do you have a good one that
Nice.
you've done?
Oh, Kelsey, let me tell you, I just posted 55 pranks. And the most recent one that I've done, I'm a little bit overboard sometimes, my poor children. But the most recent one is I ordered a big mannequin that was pretty realistic on Amazon. And he's just been like rotating to my friends' houses and in closets and showers, where some of my children are actually kind of mad at me, and he's hiding in the garage right now because everybody's annoyed with this mannequin, but I think it's so funny.
I love it. You have to have fun in life, right? Otherwise, we'll just cry our way through it. So,
Exactly. What about you? Do you have a favorite one you just did or have done?
Well, my kids are little. So lately, it's been little things like just hiding behind a door and jumping out and scaring each other. I would say that's like the simplest, most fun one that we like to all do in this house, especially to my husband. Like, that's the most fun, where we just hide and wait for him to come.
Oh, definitely. I do have a quick story. One time, my daughter, when she was younger, I don't even know how she thought about this, but you know, when all the kids go to bed and you go through your house, you tidy up and it's like late, the kids are sleeping. Well, one time she decided to do this when people had been sleeping for a while, and she hid in the cushions, somewhat in the couch or something, so that when I tidied the pillows like I do every night, she just like jumps out of the cushion. That was terrifying. I never expected that, but that was a pretty good one.
And you were thinking, I taught you well, right?
Exactly.
I love it. So let's dive in a little bit on a more serious note, I guess. We'll dive into our topic today, but I was really intrigued by your content and just what you do for clients, and I thought it would tie in so well to what we do in our Kingdom Fit Moms world, because my heart with weight loss is helping women to get to the root of why they struggle with weight. And as you know, oftentimes the bad fruit in our life, like not sticking to priorities or not seeing ourselves worthy of fighting for or not honoring boundaries or holding on to weight as a way to hide, any of those pieces of bad fruit can be linked to roots, right? There are reasons behind that. And one of these roots, I think, is really hard to identify. And I know you really specialize in this, being unmet needs. And I was wondering today if you could shine some light on what that means and kind of help our audience to maybe even identify unmet needs that they didn't even know that they had.
Yeah, absolutely. So one way I like to start with this is talking about Maslow's hierarchy of needs. And I know it's podcasting, so you can't really see me here, but think of a pyramid. So Maslow's hierarchy, it talks about the different unmet needs that we have. And these can be anything. Like at the bottom, there's things like food, water, safe, like shelter, those basic needs. And then right above that is safety and security needs. And then it's love and belonging and esteem. And then finally at the top is fulfillment, which is what I really focus on. Like, if you want to get higher up into those growth needs, you need to make sure that you are addressing those bottom level needs. So I know your demographic can be a little bit different, but like than mine, but we're all talking about the same thing here. Like, are we working on those basic needs, or are we striving to get, like most of us want to, right? We want to get higher up into those fulfillment needs where we can reach our full potential and we can be our best selves. And you can't do that up here if you're not meeting those unmet needs at the bottom. And most of us, like you mentioned, like we do have some of those things that we haven't identified or recognized. Like maybe we have shelter, maybe we have food, but maybe we grew up not feeling safe, not feeling secure, or maybe we grew up without feeling love, or like we really belonged where we were. And unless we address those needs, we're going to keep struggling. We're going to keep putting out fires. We're going to keep having challenges with weight loss or physical health or these other things that happen. And unless we meet those needs somehow, then these other things will keep popping up as issues in our life. Does that make sense? It's just like a quick synopsis of it.
Yeah, definitely. And I think that unmet needs are interesting too, because sometimes women will say like, well, I had a pretty good childhood, and they don't even recognize what some of those unmet needs are. So I don't know if you could maybe dive into what you see often as some of the unrecognized unmet needs, even that could be related to weight loss or the struggle.
Yeah, absolutely. So a lot of I feel like that happens with most of my clients that come in and talk to me. They're like, I had a great childhood. Like they there's some shame around saying any of the bad things that might have happened. And most people think of trauma as something in movies that's really horrific. And then when I start to hear their story and I hear their things, I'm sitting here as a therapist thinking, no, this is significant trauma. But because it was normal for them growing up, it's so hard to identify. And I don't know exactly who your clients are and what they're struggling with, but if it's like my listeners, which I'm sure in a lot of ways it is, often my clients, I would say, struggle with feeling safe, feeling not like they're going to get hurt or harmed, but feeling like they can communicate their needs, that they can have that confidence that they want to. So that esteem, that's a big one. That love and belonging for sure. I would say those like middle ones are the biggest issues that people that my clients come in with. Do you see that with your clientele as well?
Yeah, especially with communicating needs, this traces back, I guess traces forward a lot to the weight loss journey, because they get into a situation where they're always trying to meet everybody else's needs, and they're neglecting showing up, to move or to cook or, to do the things that they need to do to be healthy. I think also with the love and belonging, if that was neglected, sometimes there it can lead to putting on weight as a way to hide and
Exactly.
to feel like, well, it would be better to just hide than to admit the fact that my needs weren't met and I don't feel like I belong.
Absolutely. I'm sure you've heard of it. Maybe you haven't. I shouldn't assume. Have you heard of the ACEs study?
I haven't. Tell me more.
Okay, so the ACEs study is the Adverse Childhood Experiences study, and this was this huge long-term study that taught us that those unmet needs during childhood, like neglect or abuse or any like high household dysfunction or divorce, all of these somewhat normal things, some of them, can lead to toxic stress later in life, and this negatively affects our physical health, our mental health. So that's why we started investing a lot more in preventative care. But the reason I like this study so much is there's finally all the scientific evidence showing us that, hey, there are consequences of us not working through those things, not understanding our unmet needs and healing them. I do a lot of trauma therapy, and in that, there's a lot of research that talks about how if you haven't worked through those things, and trauma is a big word because, like you said, like a lot of people don't recognize that. But if you haven't worked through those unmet needs or any of those things that have happened in your past, your body and your mind don't recognize that they haven't stopped, that you're safe now. So you alluded to like how we feel in our body and love and belonging, all these different things. For example, maybe you're sexually abused and you are unconsciously putting on that weight to hide so that you're not seen, so that you can protect yourself, even though cognitively you know that that doesn't make sense and you don't want that weight. There's a part of you that is always going to do that unless you address those unmet needs.
Yes. And I have clients. I have several clients who have experienced that exact thing. And it's interesting because oftentimes women will, they can do well for a while and they can do all the things they need to do to lose weight. And then there's like a block because they haven't fully healed from that. But once they go through that and the Holy Spirit really heals them and they're able to forgive and repent for the ways that they have, been a part of that, it's just a really cool. It's cool to see the spiritual work connected to the physical work as well.
Yeah, and I love that you spoke to that too. One thing that I have found with a lot of my clients too is we also can't what's the wording here? We can't just often jump straight to forgiveness. Like the piece before that that's so important is that acceptance. And people think that means like, oh, I accept what happened to me. It's not so much that as it's having self-compassion. And not judging yourself for feeling hurt and feeling anger and feeling sadness at these things that happened to you. And not just like cognitively saying that, but like really believing it. Like that is such an important part of the process in order to forgive, in order to heal. And you're talking about weight loss again, in order to fix those things. That's like escapism. I don't know if you've ever heard of that before, but we use our phones, we use sugar. Food as ways to escape from that inner pain that we've experienced and to avoid it. But essentially, like, we're not going to be able to. It's like this volcano that's always building, right?
Yeah, definitely. And the sugar and the food, it is a source of comfort in many women who struggle with weight. And so I'm just so glad that you're willing to have this conversation because I think, and maybe you could touch a little bit more then. So we recognize there may be unmet needs, or we've experienced this trauma, we've experienced something that has led us to not feeling safe or to not make ourselves a priority or whatever that bad fruit is now, right? So what advice do you have for women who are trying to heal that inner child and then also tie that into their health journey and holistically heal? Like how, what else would you tell them?
Yeah, absolutely. One thing I love to say, there's this book by Bessel van der Kolk. It's an older one, but The Body Keeps the Score. And one thing that's mentioned in that book is that this concept, feelings buried alive never die. So whatever, however you feel about mental health, just recognize like if you are not having progress, if you are not able to move up that pyramid into those that fulfillment and becoming your best self, realizing your potential, all of those things, then likely there's some underlying cause and you need to explore the mental aspect of it because you can't put a band-aid on a deep infection, right? You have to do the deep work. So acknowledge that and maybe don't there's often a lot of negativity around like, oh, I believe in it, but I'm not going to go do it myself. So it does require going and getting additional help. So I would say maybe you're not quite ready for counseling. Maybe that's not what you want to do quite yet. It could be even healthy self-care. I'm sure you've mentioned this on your podcast with journaling with an accountability buddy that's healthy, with meditating. Like, there's other things that we can do that is like moving up that pyramid. But until you do the deep work, this is not going to go away, unfortunately. And I'm sure you've talked about that as well.
Yeah, such a good point. I have in my program, we talk a lot about how to identify a lot of these roots of why we're stuck in this cycle of dieting and the struggle with weight. But some of my most successful clients have done exactly what you've said. They have, I know my limits. I'm not a certified therapist like you. I know a lot of these tools and I can help guide women for where to get started. And oftentimes, there is the power of the Holy Spirit that can give us that breakthrough. And God gives us people and He gives us wise counsel who have studied this. And so a lot of times I've had very successful clients who are now really walking in freedom, and they've had a season where they've worked with somebody to do that hard work. And I also love your point to not stay stuck in shame about it. Like we all could use help, right? We all have had big T or little T trauma, and that's just the way of sin being in the world. And so I just appreciate just your willingness to help people where they're at and also encourage them to go a little deeper, you know?
Right. And like anything, if we want to become our best selves, like we have to rely on others to help us along the way. Like I love that you're working with people to help specifically with, well, not even just physical health, but it sounds like spiritual health too. And I love that you speak to that component because it's so helpful and healing. And I think especially if you pair those things with therapy, like that's a game changer. Honestly, exercise, I'm a personal trainer as well, but exercise has always been my antidepressant. Like I need that. It is a non-negotiable for me because I recognize what happens to me as a parent, as a mother, as an individual when I'm not exercising. And with that is that self-care too, like processing things through journaling, through a good friend, through meditation. It's those other habits, the self-care habits that help us become our best self too. It's scripture study for me. It's also praying. It's all those things, and they can look different according to what our values are. But it's how intentional are we going to be about living our life to become who we were meant to become?
And I love that you mentioned the book, The Body Keeps the Score. And have you read Feelings Buried Alive Never Die?
Yeah, that's a great one.
And as you know, like being a personal trainer, sometimes as we're processing things emotionally too, we can release it by moving our bodies, right? And so it's all amazingly connected, and like we have a good God who gives us all these tools. But I love your approach, and I really appreciate the way that you've encouraged your audience to go there, right?
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. And same thing, and like I love light bearers, truth seekers, anyone that's willing to help people rise up in any realm that they are an expert in or trying to be to help people become their best selves. I love that this is something that you speak to. And just a side note, by the way, you are so adorable on your website and on your podcast cover, all of those
Thank you.
things. I'm like, I need to know this girl. She seems amazing.
I'm so glad that we were able to connect, and I think that my audience is really gonna gain a lot of value. Will you tell us a little bit more about how they can find you and connect with you?
Of course. So you can check out my website on fulfillmenttherapy.org. Everything is going to be revamped in a little bit. I just hired 6 interns. I'm so excited about. So we're going to be doing a lot of stuff in this next year. But yeah, I am also on Instagram, Facebook, all the things, just Instagram at Fulfillment Therapy. And if you just do a search, you can kind of find me everywhere. Same with my podcast. It's also Fulfillment Therapy. And yeah, check it out.
Awesome. And you have a Facebook community?
Yes, I do. So those really long ones, I always try to remember them. But it's HTTP, like bit.ly at Fulfillment Therapy, whatever that one is. And then the public Facebook page is like this really long one. So if you just search Fulfillment Therapy and
We'll put it in the
pages,
show
you
notes.
can find it. Exactly. And I'll give you all that information.
Love it. Cool. Well, go check out Kendra, guys, at Fulfillment Therapy. Thank you so much for coming on to Kingdom Fit Moms today, and have a wonderful rest of your day.
Thank you. I appreciate you letting me come on today.
Hey, Fit Mom. If this episode blessed you today and you can think of somebody else who's struggling in her weight loss journey, would you consider sharing this week's episode with her to give her a sense of hope? And then while you're at it, hop on over to our free Facebook community, Kingdom Fit Moms, for daily encouragement and support. Let's go shed the weight to shine the light.